I don't know how to do this. I have no idea how to do this. I don't mean a desk. It should be pretty straightforward. Just follow the instructions. I mean, this. And I don't know why I'm doing this now. This is probably a really bad time. I mean, putting together flat pack furniture. It's definitely the wrong time. But you smiled at me and, I'm okay, I am. I'm just, So, you know I have a reputation, right? Tough girl, the rebel. I mean, I earned it. I definitely earned it. I am nothing. So that's put this desk together. So the instructions. Stop it. Stop looking at me like that. I'll hit you. I will totally hit you. I won't. But don't tell anyone because I have a reputation. A reputation that I never really wanted. I didn't plan on it. I just, in middle school, I was... Why am I talking about middle school? Oh, this is so bad. But, you know, I started. In middle school, I was super shy. So shy. So bloody shy. And I got bullied a lot because I was quiet and nerdy and I never talked. And it was miserable. It was really bad. And I remember I don't want to do this. But I'm gonna. I was waiting in the principal's office for my mother to come and pick me up. My glasses had gotten broken and... Well, I say they got broken, they were smashed and... Well, I was sitting there and... I was thinking about high school. Thinking about being that person at high school. And I didn't want to be that person at high school. So I made a decision to not be that person. I would be someone else. I wasn't quite sure who. But I figured being arsy and bolshy and awkward and difficult and mouthy. I figured being the opposite of who I was in middle school would be a start. because I hated it. I hated every day of school. And I hated the weekends. I just hated everything all the time because it was just so miserable. And I wanted it to be different. So I made it different. On my very first day of high school, I was a nightmare. I was so bad. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what I was meant to rebel against, so I rebelled against everything. I was a fucking nightmare. Got detention, got sent home. I figured it out. I figured out how mouthy to be, how sarcastic to be. I figured out how to stare at people, to not make them want to come too close. I got a reputation. And it was great. It was so good because no one bullied me. No one bullied me, and it was like I could breathe. But no one really wanted to hang out with me either. But that was okay because, I went 3 years without my glasses being smashed. Glasses are expensive. I'm very picky about the frames. You know that. I was okay being a loner. I was okay being on my own. And then you transferred in and you were annoying and couldn't take a hint. And loved my sarcastic comments too much, and you were clingy and annoying, and somehow you became my best friend. And I had convinced myself that I didn't need friends because I was a loner. Only I wasn't a loner. I was just scared to let anyone in. But you didn't really give me a choice because you're stubborn and annoying and wonderful. Wonderfully annoying. And annoyingly wonderful. And well, look where we are now. University. You're still my best friend. Must be a glutton for punishment. Don't do what? Don't put myself down. It's a bad habit. See, that's why you're annoying. When I'm mean to myself, you pull me up on it. You tell me off. When I don't believe in myself, you become my cheerleader. You. It's you. It's just you. And I have no idea how to do this because I don't let people get close. The only person I've let in is you because you're my best friend and. I was starved. I was hurting. And then you came into my life and suddenly you were my life and oh, I'm so articulate. Can I say this in sarcasm? Because I might be able to do that. I don't know how to do feelings. I never thought I would have someone who would help me build a desk. I never thought I'd have someone that I would ask to help me build a desk because I never thought I'd have someone, and I have you. And I want you to I didn't mean for this to happen. I didn't want it to happen. I actively tried not to I tried not to fall in love with you. I really tried, but it's really difficult because you're you and you're just ridiculously lovable. And I really did try. I want you to know that I did really try. And I'm stubborn. You know I'm so stubborn and I'm really bolshy, just so bolshy, and I didn't want it to happen, and I tried to stop. Just to stop falling, but it's hard not to fall in love with you because you're so. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm just really. I'm about this far away from panicking. No, don't, please, don't. I mean, I do. I want you to hold me. I want your arms around me. But I. So. I'm in love with you. And I mean as a friend. I am in love with you. And I've never said that to anyone before. So saying that. It's not as a friend. This is not a friendly kind of love. This is like an ocean and I'm drowning. And that's not friendly. That's really not friendly. You're just so amazing and sweet. And I'm in love with you. And this is totally the wrong time to tell you. Because we're building a desk. But you smiled at me and you smiled. And I love your smile. I adore your smile and I'm so uncomfortable right now. I'm so uncomfortable because I feel like I'm in middle school. I feel so exposed and scared. No, I'm not scared, I'm terrified. I am shaking with fear. please, just hold me, just hold me, don't say anything, please. I had to tell you, I had to tell you, but it doesn't have to change anything. It doesn't have to change a thing. I'm still your best friend. I just had to say it. I had to say it. But now I've said it. I won't mention it again. No, I won't. I promise you I won't. See, you can't say that. That's not fair. Get off me. I don't need your pity. I don't want your pity. I never wanted anyone's pity. Look, it's really sweet. And a big part of me just wants to grab hold of that and just I don't know. But you don't have to say that you love me. I mean, I know you love me, but not like that. Because why would you? Why would you love me like that? Because I'm not the girl that you should be with. You should be with someone who is... You should just be with someone who's not me. You don't want to be with someone who's not me. Well, that's because you're a bloody idiot. I'm really scared right now. Really scared. I haven't been this scared. Please, just please, just please hold me, please. No one sees me like this. No one. No one. You do. You're the only one. You're the only one. You're the only one I let in. That I let in completely in. I'm yours completely. I love you. And because I love you, I don't hide. I want to hide. I really want to hide. I really want to just disappear right now, but... Do you mean it? Don't say it if you don't. Don't. You don't have to say it. You don't. Okay, that was rude. You never let me get away with bullshit, do you? I'm fine. No, I am. You love me. I'm just... Oh! My eyeliner is running. Oh, shut up. I don't care if you like how it looks. Okay, I care a little bit. Shut up. I love you. Could you say it again? What? Fuck you. Fine. Could you please say it again? Could you please come here? No, I'm not gonna cry. Probably. Could you please kiss me? Or do you mean no? You are joking, right? You're not joking. After we build the death. You? Wow, that is That's just very you. Just so you. And I fucking love it. That's so annoying. Just. You love me, right? Just checking. Okay. Let's build this desk. Here are the instructions. They're not in English. But that doesn't matter because, you know, it's fine. We're both intelligent people. It's not fine. I want a kiss. Give me a kiss. No, come on. Oh, don't be... Give me a kiss. Fine. Do not tell anyone that I did this. Well, actually, you can. No one will believe you. Darling. Won't you give me a kiss? Yes, I am pouting. Yes, those are puppy dog eyes. Shut up. Is it working? Well, that's all that matters. I love you. Oh, I love you. You love me. You love me. I was not pouting. I was not pouting. There was no pouting. I deny it. There was no pouting. I never pout. Well, maybe just for you. But only because I love you or something. Oh, what was that? What was that? Oh, did you just try and kiss me again? Well, darling, I would love to. I really would love to, but we have to build a desk. Oh, no, I'm serious. I'm completely serious because you started this game and I'm going to finish it. Oh, yeah. I am difficult and bullshit and you love it. You love it. So let's get this desk built and then... Well, I might pout for you. No promises. Okay, well. It's not adorable. Okay, we need to get this straight right now. I am not adorable, ever. Or cute. Never. No, no, you cannot call me your cute girlfriend. You can't call me your cute girlfriend where people can hear you. No, 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 I will not. You're so annoying. You're right. I do love it. But I'm never going to let you call me cute in public. Oh, challenge accepted. Oh, it's on. It's definitely on.